Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaikwan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Fine Arts Chairperson, Kathy Clark. And Kathy, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to promote the fine arts concerts because we always have such good concerts, and we just wish more people would come because they are such good quality shows. Today, I am advertising Jake Doty and the Swin Songs. They probably sound familiar to you because I did the same thing in February, but everybody knows what a wonderful month February yeah. was. So Jake Doty and the Swin Songs are coming April 27th at 2 p.m. to the Performing Arts Center at the high school. So we'd really like to have everybody come. They're such a good musical group. They play all kinds of music, favorites from everybody. So they're really good. They play everything from classic rock, pop, and country. Jake Doty is on the acoustic guitar and vocals. Dave Swinson on the electric guitar and keyboard, violin, and vocals. Austin Lewitt Swinson is on the double bass and vocals. And Paul Navarra is on the drums. All the members are connected through Luther College in Decorah. Paul and Dave played in the jazz band at Luther during the 70s. And Paul continues as a band director in Iowa while still playing in city bands, jazz bands, and more than 35 rock and prop groups. Dave became a string teacher in Boone, teaching orchestra and music theory for 35 years. They also play in community symphonies, musical spectaculars, jazz bands, rock bands, playing the violin at weddings and other events. Paul and Dave played together for 20 years in the Bill Martin group. 30 years after Paul and Dave were at Luther, Jake and Austin were classmates at Luther College. Jake was very active in choral groups, at playing the guitar and singing in many events in the Decorah area. Austin played the double bass in the symphony and the electronic double bass in jazz band at Luther. Jake continues doing solos, duos and at wineries, breweries, for weddings. And Austin has played the double bass and cello for wedding and any other events. All four members of the band enjoy playing music in the Central Iowa region. They are very good. Come and join us in April 27th at 2 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. And then I have another thing to tell you about. We normally, the Perry Fine Arts, normally doesn't do anything in May. But this year we have a special group coming. It's the Heartland Youth Choir, and I'll be back next month to tell you more about that. But mark your calendars for May 18th for the Heartland Youth Choir. They are an excellent group, too. So, again, Perry Fine Arts likes people coming. The venue is handicapped accessible. There's usually lots of parking. Unless, of course, there's a sports event going on, and then sometimes it gets a little tricky. But you don't have to pay for parking. Normally, you don't have to walk very far. And so we think we do a good job of a variety of music, and we would really appreciate the support for Perry Fine Arts. We're also getting ready to do the 4th of July music extravaganza and ice cream social. And so if you would like to perform at the 4th of July at the Methodist Church, please contact the church and leave your information with our secretary. And we would love to have you. If you have someone that you know would like to perform, do the same. Call the church, leave the information with the secretary, and they'll get back to me. So lots of things coming up, and we'd appreciate your support.
Absolutely. Again, speaking here with the Perry Fine Arts Chairperson, Kathy Clark. And Kathy, I was just, you know, going to say, I mean, yeah, there's, like you said, there's a variety of music with your different shows. How's kind of the public reception been, especially for this season?
Actually, I've been really excited. We have had several really large audiences, which is really, really exciting. One of the largest was the Greater Des Moines Community Band. Okay. And that was super fantastic. And also the Weary Ramblers were very, very well attended. So I'm hoping that people are getting the word out that we are a good place to come and spend a Sunday afternoon.
No, absolutely. And, you know, just a reminder that it's like, if you're worried about cost and everything, there's nothing to get in.
No, if you want to live a free will donation, that's the way we fund our groups and things. But if you don't have any money or any cash with you this time, donate next time.
Yep, absolutely. And so again, a reminder, Jake Doty and the Swin Songs coming to the Perry Performing Arts Center on April 27th, 2 p.m. Again, it is a Sunday. And so, well, Kathy, thank you so much for stopping in. We can't wait to hear more about the group coming in May as we just continue to roll along, and the weather is going good as well.
Thank you so very much. And everybody enjoy this sunny day.
Absolutely, yes. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.